Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
After the hour, thank you for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. And my book website, ageofthecustomer.com. So check that out, or The Age of the Customer, or either one of those will get you to the site where you can watch video, you can read what some of the things I say about some excerpts from the book. You can read what other people have said about the book. And you can buy it there as well. You can find click around to find different places to buy it, and including from me. You can buy it directly from me, and I'll autograph it for you if that's what you like. You can buy the electronic version on Kindle at Amazon. We got more e-versions coming out any day now, so check all that out. And one of the things I want to make sure you know is that on both of my websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com and ageofthecustomer.com, there's plenty of stuff there that I posted over the last 4 years on this topic. There's plenty of stuff there that'll help you to understand the age of the customer and what you've got to do to make the transfer. And it's free. If you show up there, you can get it for free. I sell the book. I want to sell the book. I hope you buy one. I hope you buy two and give one away. Because I think it'll benefit you. I think you'll be better prepared to survive and thrive in the age of the customer. Age of the seller's going away. That's the way we used to do business, and now we got the new age, the age of the customer. And my point though is, whether you buy my book or not, I want you to understand what's going on. I want you to be able to make the transition from the old practices to the new ones. And if that means that you noodle around on both of my sites and find out what you need to know and don't spend a penny with me, then that'll be fine with me. Because my goal, as you know, is to help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. One of the things that I talk about in the book is a chapter I call Follow Me Home, A Gift from Customers. Now, I've been interviewed by a number of people. As you may remember, I was in New York a few weeks ago and got interviewed by quite a few folks. And there's one interview that I did with Yahoo, with our buddy Rick Newman on Yahoo. And a lot of people have commented on that interview, or at least on the article that was written about the interview, the video interview. And where I talked about Follow Me Home, and some people have taken that out of context. When I say Follow Me Home, I'm talking about following customers home, right? That's what I mean. You've heard me talk about this before. And I just want to remind you that I'm talking about getting permission to follow customers home, getting permission to let customers, for customers to allow you to keep them up to date on what you're offering. And the whole premise is based on one fact that I believe is true, and it is true today. And that is that your website, for people who know you already, existing customers, your website is less of a destination, meaning they're not going to come back to you as regularly as you would like for them to, as you need for them to, if you're going to stay top of mind with them. It's less of a destination, and therefore it needs to become more of a distribution center. So if I like your business, if I know what you sell and I like your business, I like what you have, and I'm one of your customers, and I've already been to your website, I know all about it, I know what you offer, et cetera, et cetera, I'm not going to keep going back. I'm going to expect you to keep me up to date. So if you've got a new product that comes in, if I know you and I like you and I'm doing business with you, if you say to me, hey, Jim, can I send you an email periodically, once a week, once a month, and all I'm going to do is send you maybe news about how to use the product, maybe some alerts about something we sell, maybe a new product that comes in. How about a new offer? What if we have something that we're closing out and it's 50% off and it's what you love? You buy it at regular price and we're going to close it out at half price. Don't you want to know about that? You would say that to me and I would say, yes, follow me. Won't you follow me home? Send me an email. Send me a text. Maybe I'd rather be contacted on Twitter. Maybe I'd rather be contacted on Facebook. Whatever. That's what I mean about follow me home. This is not about spamming anybody. This is not about being rude or presumptuous. It's about recognizing that people who like you, people who you do business with, are going to want you to keep to help them out, to save them time. Because here's what will happen, folks. We know that that customer is going to buy what you sell from somebody again in a day or a month or a year or 2 years. And if you're not following them home, if you're not staying top of mind with them, then when they decide to go buy from somebody else, they may not think of you first. Somebody else may have gotten permission to follow them home. Somebody else may get in front of you now. And you just lost a customer. Because now they'll go somewhere else because you didn't follow them home. So when I talk about follow me home, it's about getting permission from customers to keep them posted, to acknowledge that you're saving them time and that your website is no longer as much of a destination as much as it needs to become a distribution center. I'm Jim Blasingame. This is all things that I'll talk about in my new book, The Age of the Customer. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.